Welcome to the Cornerstone. We continue our reflections on the absolute primacy of Jesus Christ according to the Franciscan thesis, the thesis which was concretized, made solid by the doctrine of Blessed John Duns Scotus. And one of the arguments that you hear, even read in St. Thomas Aquinas and hear from the Thomists, even our Protestant brothers and sisters, when they first hear of the Franciscan thesis, and that is that Scripture is replete with sin as a motive for the incarnation. And that being the case, it would seem that the primary reason that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ came into this world is to redeem sinners, to ransom them from the devil. But the fact is actually the contrary. Sacred Scripture, first of all, never says that the primary, let alone the only or exclusive reason for the incarnation is redemption from sin. A careful reading of the Gospels, the epistles of the New Testament, and one can see that there are many motives ascribed to the incarnation. For example, to become children of God. Our Lord speaks of himself as the way, the truth, and the life. He who is that one mediator between God and man. And so we see that our elevation, our partaking of the divine nature, happens through Christ, through the incarnation. We see that no one comes to the Father except through Jesus Christ. We see that Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega of all creation. And these are things that stand quite apart from the redemption. Redemption is certainly one of the motives of the incarnation, but the Scripture never says that it's the only motive, or not even the primary motive, per se. And that's why there's the discussion between the two schools, those who say that it is the primary motive, and those who say, yes, it's a motive, but not the primary motive, but certainly a motive that's very urgent, very important for fallen mankind. Another thing is that when we see the predestination of Christ, the great work, masterpiece of God's creation, the incarnation, it's never necessarily, and never in Scripture, does it say that the reason for the Word made flesh was exclusively redemption from sin. And the same thing with our predestination in Christ. I'm hoping that we're all predestined here, no reprobates among us. We hope and pray. But those who are predestined before the foundation in Christ, there's no indication in the Scripture that our predestination in Christ is contingent upon the sin of Adam. In other words, this seems to be God's plan, sin or no sin. Because of sin, the incarnate Word suffers the passion. He redeems us and ransoms us from the evil one. So that being said, it's important for us to continue our reflections and to look more deeply in the Scriptures. One last thing on this notion of the Scriptures. The Scriptures, as you know, are written in a certain specific set of circumstances. Namely, all of the Scriptures, from Genesis to the book of Apocalypse or Revelation, all of the Scriptures, both Old and New Testament, are written after the fall. So they're written in the circumstance of fallen man who, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, is writing God's word to us in a fallen state. We are in a sinful state when God inspires the Scriptures. So if you think, for example, if an author is writing some American history during the Great Depression, well, he's going to be writing in a different state than the bigger scene of American history, for example. So his perspective is going to be not skewed, I don't want to use that kind of word, but it's certainly going to have a stronger flavor in terms of the poverty, the depression, the difficulty, the suffering in that moment of history. Or if you take, for example, say somebody is writing during World War II, maybe a soldier is writing down some chronicles during World War II in the midst of battle. Well, his perspective is, it's very true, but it's not going to have the big perspective of the long-term history. So we too, when we read the Scriptures, we keep in mind that man is writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit after the fall. And so the focus, the experience of man, the focus of the scriptures is certainly on our redemption from sin. But that does not mean that the whole big picture, that God's intention is planned from all eternity, was that man would experience his elevation in Christ, his redemption in Christ, solely because of sin. In other words, had man not sinned, perhaps things would have been different in terms of the perspective. So the urgency of redemption is very clear from the scriptures because of the state we find ourselves in. But nonetheless, sin or no sin, as Blessed John Duns Scotus says, Christ would have become incarnate just the same. Come back and join us as we reflect on St. Paul's letter to the Colossians. And God bless you. Ave Maria.